Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Hello and welcome to The Uncaller,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm Abby.
I'm Bree.
And it's a beautiful day to podcast. Welcome to our special edition,
yeah,
season 10 Christina Yang memoriam.
We're deep diving into every single scene of Christina Yang
starting in season one episode one. So if this is your first time listening, this is an untypical episode. Usually we are recapping around two episodes of Grey's and deep diving that. Today we are deep diving a character who we are losing after this season, and it's obviously a spoiler podcast. We're going to talk about all things Christina. If you want to be a part of our online Facebook group where you want to discuss some of your own thoughts, or you just want more from the podcast, you can do so by going to www.patreon.com/theoncallroom. You can pledge to be an intern, a resident, or an attending. You can also follow us on Instagram.
When you go to Patreon, you get different rewards for different levels. One of the things that you get as a $5 patron is a monthly bonus episode. We wanted to let everyone know that this month, our bonus episode is also going to be about Christina Yang, and it's going to be all of your thoughts on her. So as a special little gift to you, because we know that everyone loves Christina, we're actually going to release that to everyone, not just patrons. So if you want kind of insight into the type of content that you would get as a $5 patron, next week, you'll get to hear it.
Yep. And to all of you who are, Marge, quit playing with these cords, who are patrons, just know that you'll be getting that episode in your regular feed.
Yes.
Just so that everyone can have it. And we hope you enjoy it. And we're thankful to everyone who did send in their thoughts. At this point, I think it's too late to send in anymore. But if you did have something short, you could always shoot us an email. That's the best way at this point. Theoncallroom@gmail.com.
Yes.
And what else? Anything else? Instagram is The On Call Room Pod.
Yeah, and we have a website, gmail.com. So find us there.
we own it. Gmail.
You can also rate and review us on anywhere you listen, iTunes, Spotify. We're back down to 4.5, so I'm waiting for a bad review to come in. I'll let you know.
Oh, no, because it changes the review before the review comes up, right?
Yeah,
oh,
God. So we'll let you all know what someone had to say.
If it went from a 5 to a 4.5, I feel like that means they rated us like a 1.
Yeah, probably. Oh, and there's probably something like, these people are the worst fucking people. And
cue then, my anxiety.
You know what? Whatever.
It's fine. All right, so this is a really cool episode. The way we are going to format this is, you're going to hear some hopefully decently audio-ish clips of actual scenes from the show. Then we will discuss them.
Yes.
So, I mean, we don't do this often, so just give us some grace on our audio here, but we're excited about it. And we just wanted to share in some of our favorite moments. So, all right, we are going to pause this, grab your LaCroix, grab your wine.
Grab your coffee.
Grab your coffee and sit back and enjoy a little trip down memory lane.
Where is Izzy?
She didn't clear it with you.
This was supposed to be a meet the boyfriend get together little thing.
Izzy has a lot of friends.
Izzy doesn't know this many people.
I told her to clear it with you.
I can't handle this.
Do you want me to kick everyone out? I'm gonna kick everyone out!
Baby, you made it! Woo!
Screw it!
Hold this! And give me this. Drop it!
Okay, so this is one of my favorite scenes. I love that. It's season one, episode five, Shake Your Groove Thing. This is one of the first times that we see Christina drunk, and we are introduced to Christina and Meredith dancing it out with tequila. And the way that Christina moves her body so freely and that beautiful hair is the epitome of, it just like lays the groundwork of like their friendship, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like this is before a lot of really hard things happen to her also. This is just like, she's a med student, she's hungry for surgery, and she's ready to get drunk with her friends.
Yes.
So we love it. We love drunk Christina. She shows up a few other times later on.
Dr. Yang.
How do you keep your edge, sir? Because I watch you, and you've been doing this a long time, and you're clean. You're focused, you are the job, and nothing gets to you. And the thing is, sir, I was like that until I got here. Until I actually started doing this job, and now everything is fuzzy.
That's beside the point.
No, see, sir, this is the point, because I can't tell you what happened in that room. I can't tell you. And before, I could have. No guilt, no loyalties, no problem. Before I wouldn't have even been in that room. I wouldn't have gotten involved. I would have never frozen in surgery. And I would have told him what I thought he should do. I had an edge, sir. I had an edge, and I've lost it. And I need it. I need it back. So, if you could just tell me how you keep yours and how not to be affected. I know I could be a great surgeon, so if you could just give me the answers, I would really appreciate it.
I feel like when we look at where Christina ends up when she leaves the show and her in this moment, which is in season two, after the Denny Duquette situation, to see that she did get her edge back and that she found the balance between like being a friend and being like in relationships with people, but also still being a good doctor and having that edge. I feel like it's just like, she's come a long way.
I think that's a great point. And also too, recognizing that she was never that person. She would have never been in the room. She would have never had people in her, recognizing that that is a part of life and having those. And even at the last episode, where she has all of those framed photos of her and Meredith.
She has
a person, but she is dedicated to her career in surgery.
I also love how that, like, that's a scene where, like, Richard's interviewing all of them to try to figure out the story, and she turns it around into being like, no, you tell me.
Yeah.
Like, I need help here. Also, she note, let's, instance number one of the one tear.
One tear.
Rolling
that right
down
eye.
The face.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. All right, next one.
There's a club, the Dead Dad's Club, and you can't be in it until you're in it. Well, you can try and understand, you can sympathize, but until you feel that loss. My dad died when I was 9. George, I'm really sorry you had to join the club.
Exist in a world where my dad doesn't.
Yeah, that never really changes.
So this is in season three, episode 12, and it just shows a really sensitive side to Christina. It gives us some background. There is another episode where she ends up talking about holding her dad's heart, and that's why.
We'll talk about that one.
Yeah. But this, going back to our previous clip where she wants to be cutthroat in surgery, she doesn't want any relationships. Now she's opening herself up and being really soft with George, who had just lost his father, and shows a vulnerability that I don't know that we get a lot of from Christina.
Yeah. Also, this is the first time we hear about her dad.
Yeah.
Like that her dad is even dead. And I also like how she doesn't lie to him when he says that horrible gutting phrase of like, I don't know how to live in a world where my dad doesn't. And she's just like, yeah, it doesn't.
That doesn't change. It's always like that.
Instead of just being like, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everyone else is not like that to George. You know, they're like trying to make him feel better. And she's like, you can't right now. So,
and also that she says, I'm really sorry you had to join the club.
Oh yeah, I know. And then Alex joins the club later. And yeah. So, all right.
Next one.
Yep.
He's gone.
I don't think he's gone. His stuff is still here.
His trumpet was here. His entire Eugene Field collection.
Vinyls and CDs.
His grandmother's picture was by the bed. His lucky scrub cap was hanging on the door. He's gone. I'm free.
Dude. Oh, God,
scene gives me full body chills. Like I partially too, because there's a on YouTube, like the bonus part of the season 10 DVD set. What a statement. And she watches that scene and she remembers saying like the statement, I'm free, is like both, it's not necessarily good and it's not bad either. Like she's devastated that she's free, even though this does mean that she is free. Like, I don't know. There's just so much complication in that sentence.
So much nuance. If you want to watch that scene, it's season 3 finale, episode 25. Didn't we almost have it all? And just Sandra Oh's ability to weep on screen and wail is an art in itself. And we see it a couple times, or multiple times actually, throughout all of the 10 seasons she's in. But I feel like that's one of those guttural cries that you know what that feels like. Like you watch her and you know that you've been in a moment where you cry like that.
Yeah. And the visual of Meredith behind her hugging her, like, is just a really beautiful like scene. Also, it makes me think, like, we're not comparing grief here by any means, but Christina Yang's character goes through a lot. She like, goes, so does Meredith. I'm not, but like,
whew. Being left at the altar.
Yeah, that is rough.
After Mama took her eyebrows.
Exactly. So, all right, next scene.
Yeah. My sexual relationship, Preston Burke, on paper. Satisfied?
I know this is difficult for
you. It's not difficult, sir. It is simple. Burke is not here. He's gone. And he's the better for it. He's winning the Harper Avery Award and being celebrated all over the world. That is not difficult. He's out there. And I'm here, where everything is the same. I still live in his apartment. I walk the same halls of this hospital. I wear the same scrubs. Not even that is not difficult. This is where I am. This is where I choose to be. But sir, when his hand was shaking, I performed his surgeries. I kept his secrets. I nursed his pride. You know it, and I know it, and he knows it. He knows it. And yet nowhere in the newspaper article does my name appear. I am the unseen hand to his brilliance. Excuse me. And yet, while everything is the same, it's very, very different. Now I'm lucky if I get to hold a clamp. Han, treats me like... I was his hand. And now I'm a ghost. That's not difficult. It's unbearable.
That takes a deep exhale. That's season 4, episode 14, when Christina's talking to Richard after having to put on paper her relationship with Burke.
This is when Dr. Hahn is the cardio head too.
Her acting in this with the one tear again and the excuse me is brilliant. So we go from like Christina wailing in the privacy of her own apartment with Meredith to being super emotional, but having to hold those emotions back. And you can really hear like the loss in her speech about surgery. Like, you know, I think she's kind of past the point of like, you know, fuck Burke, he left me at the altar. Yeah. But like, I was behind the scenes. I love the line where she said nursing his pride.
Oh yeah. And you know what's funny is in the actual clip, Adele is there and it zooms in on Adele. And all I can think about is like, also, like she, cause Richard is in there and like, she also nursed Richard's fucking pride with him. Like I feel like she's empathizing with Christina in that moment.
Yeah. And so I just love that like Richard is like, I know this is hard. And she's like, all that other shit about Burke is not hard. Like me not being able to perform surgery when I was doing the surgery and holding all these secrets for Burke. That is what is unbearable.
And I ended the audio before. There's a part when she says like, and I do not wish him well, which I feel like if we could line this up with the speech she gives Burke.
Yeah.
It's like... It shows like, it's almost like one complete sentence like this. And then when she says like, no, like I'm not finished to Burke or whatever. Like,
yes.
I just feel like that is finally, she gets to like say that to him.
Yeah. And just a little bit on like Sandra Oh's acting, but like, I think you could have played that scene many different ways, but that she keeps so calm during it when talking about such difficult emotions. I totally think that's what Christina Yang would do.
When she says, it is not difficult. Like the way she says it, ooh, it's really, really amazing. So, okay, next one.
Are you okay?
No, they're asking if I'm okay.
Okay. Oh, you make me sick. Have some fire. Be unstoppable. Be a force of nature. Be better than anyone here. And don't give a damn what anyone thinks. There are no teams here. No buddies. You're on your own. Be on your own.
So what you just heard is Lexi coming out of a surgery with Dr. Hahn and Christina sitting there which I don't know the exact reasons why she wasn't allowed in that one, but she wasn't a part of it. And Lexi like thinks that she's moping. And I love that I feel like Lexi is very different than Christina, but Christina gives her this, just this piece of advice, like be unstoppable, like be like, I just feel like it's the advice that she gave. And she's just like, do not waste your time here. Like it is about more than this. Like the surgery is important. And I do think that Lexi ends up like retorting back. Like I just held so-and-so's heart in my hands. Like you cannot take that from me. And she like kind of explodes at Christina and Christina just looks at her like, okay, then like, she's like, all right, you get it. Like at all times, I feel like Christina is just pushing these interns to realize what they're doing, the importance of it. And that like nothing else matters but the surgery.
I also feel like just to tie that off that I feel like Christina gave a lot of really great teaching moments to Lexi.
Yeah, she did. She really did. And they were like hard love.
Yeah.
So, okay, next one.
What's his name? I wondered if you asked her husband's name so that he could become a person to you. They're all people, Yang. This is not a game or a contest or competition. See who gets surgery and who doesn't. They're people and we get to save them. And you're good. You're excellent. You can win all the contests, but if that's why you're doing this, then you shouldn't be. So did you find out his name?
My dad died when I was 9. in a car accident. I was with him in the car. While we waited for the ambulance, I tried to keep his chest closed so he wouldn't bleed so much. When he died, my hands felt his heart stop beating. That's why I do this. It's also why I win all the contests. The patient's name is Tom.
So this is season 5, episode 7, and this is one of the many moments that Christina Yang tells Owen Hunt to shut the fuck up. This is the beginning.
Yeah. He's so... I mean, I understand from his outside perspective what he thinks about Christina, but no, you don't, like, you don't get to say that, and you don't get to, like, assume that, like, she's just in it for the, you don't get to assume she's in it for the contest. You don't get to make these assumptions about her when, like, she chooses to let very few people in, and it is not, she does not have to be an open book to everyone.
No.
And the fact that I love that she shuts the door before she says this. And also, if you watch his facial expression, he's like, oh, fuck. Like,
I've said something very wrong. I'm sorry I growled at you.
Growling is accurate. I'm trying to remember if this is when they were, like, dating or not. It's weird that he just calls her Yang.
Yeah.
It feels like, again, like, very much like, I'm in a position of power. You don't know what you're talking about.
And I'm going to teach you how to be more human.
Yes.
As a doctor. And Christina knows her patients' names. She may choose not to use them.
Right.
But she knows them.
And I love that she says, too, that this is why I am a good surgeon and also why I win the contest.
Yes. And recognizing, like, that's a part of the job and that's okay to want to win the contest.
Yep.
Not apologizing for that.
Yep. Also in this scene, Owen has very dark red hair.
Mm, it changes later on.
It sure does.
Back. Well, Burke is irrelevant.
No, yeah. I'll be in 3 years' time.
That's not fair.
I'm trying to love you. Why won't you let me?
Burke? Burke was, he took something from me. He took little pieces of me. Little pieces over time, so small I didn't notice, you know? He wanted me to be something I wasn't, and I made myself into what he wanted. One day I was me, Christina Yang, and then suddenly I was lying for him and jeopardizing my career and agreeing to be married and wearing a ring and being a bride. Until I was standing there in a wedding dress with no eyebrows, and I wasn't Christina Yang anymore. And even then, I would have married him. I would have. I lost myself for a long time, and now that I'm finally me again, I can't. I love you. I love you more than I love Burke. I love you. And that scares the crap out of me, because when you asked me to ignore Teddy's page, you took a piece of me. And I let you. And that will never happen again.
Oh, it's me again.
Sorry, Broadway. So just so little listeners know, Brie and I are like, I'm pressing play and I'm pointing like when it's time to go on air. This is another one.
Yeah. So this is season 6, episode 13.
Yes.
And this is after, in the on-call room, Owen makes Christina ignore Teddy's page.
And are they having sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah.
She misses like a surgery and Teddy like really wants her there. And I mean, what a speech.
It starts out too where like she's super calm again. And then my favorite part, which is actually devastating, is when it switches to when she then says to him, like, Burke did this. And I feel like Owen is like, wow, Burke sounds awful. Like,
yeah.
In his head, I feel like he's saying, like, I will never do this to you, whatever. And then she says, like, when you asked me to ignore Teddy's cage, you took a piece of me. And, like, and then he is put in the same camp. And I love that she noticed that, reclaimed that, and says that that will never happen again. And yeah. I really don't believe it does.
Well, I mean, I guess no, because she chooses to not have a child. And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think he tries.
Yeah.
But I think that she sticks to her, like, she really, I think what Burke did to her really shaped her and allowed her to, like, be strong in her opinions.
Yeah. I also love that she, like, she tells him, like, because it seems like he's all concerned and stuff. Like, I love you more than I love Burke, but I'm not making that same mistake again. And that got it. That will never happen again. Oh, right. I love when Sandra Oh
gets in that deep space.
Deep register. Yeah. It's I think it is one of her more popular monologues.
I think so too.
Especially within, like, the Grey's fandom. I think people really love this one, describing the little pieces, and we see it kind of play out through other things we talked about last week about Meredith talking to Derek about pieces of her being taken.
Yeah, I think it all comes full circle a little bit there, and it's one of those memorable ones for me for sure, so.
How's it going? Can I see?
Fantastic, shut up.
Hey, you know what you need to get this place done? You need to throw a housewarming party.
Put a little pressure on yourself?
Oh my God, we should totally throw a housewarming party.
Oh my God!
Oh my God, no!
Tonight, I'll text everyone.
No!
Yes! I have several credit cards and nothing to do.
Okay, this is not what I wanted. I look injured. I mean, do you even cut hair?
I need furniture.
Look at my hair!
Yeah. I sort of can't believe you let me do that.
Christina!
It's okay, we'll go to the mall!
I love this one. I feel like we've had a lot of sad Christina moments, which technically I feel like this is kind of sad because she's kind of manic. Yeah. But this is season 7, episode 8, when she is cutting Callie's hair and they're roommates. And she's just the way she's mindlessly...
They're actually not roommates.
Oh, they're not roommates. Sorry.
No, this is when after the... Christina's no longer a surgeon because of the shooter.
Oh, right.
And so Callie comes to, like, check on her. Because, oh, Callie just got broken up with from Arizona and didn't go to Africa.
Oh, yeah. And when the way that she's mindlessly cutting Callie's hair, like, just taking pieces. And then also Callie's face, which you can't see because this is a podcast, in the beginning, she's like... like almost like anxiously smiling, like, oh, this is going to be great. And then just to see her look in the mirror, it's perfect.
The following scene after that is when they're at the mall. And it's very funny. I highly recommend if you haven't watched that scene in a while, like Callie's kind of trying to have a serious conversation. And Christina's like, I want this whole room. Like, I'll take this. And yeah, I think that...
Well, she's trying to furnish the loft. Right,
right? Because they're having a housewarming party. I think that, like, Christina... or Sandra Oh, like, has a lot of really emotional scenes, but I also think she's very hilarious.
Her comedic timing is so good. It shows up in Killing Eve too a little bit, and I just love that part of her. So
tell me how much you love me.
I love you a very great deal.
A lot. You love me so much. I want you to remember that. I made an appointment to terminate the pregnancy. I'm sorry if this upsets you. I'm sorry if this isn't what you wanted, but I cannot talk about it anymore. I need to lie down. I feel like crap.
This is a marriage. I tied my life to you. You don't decide this without me. You see me standing here.
My head is killing me.
You give in a marriage. You make sacrifices. I've made many, and I'm asking you to do something for me. Could you simply consider doing something for me?
Have a baby?
This isn't pizza versus Ty. You don't give a little on a baby.
Christina, I am asking.
I am saying no!
This is season 7, episode 22, Unaccompanied Minor. And this is a really difficult storyline. You either agree with it or you don't. But what we can all agree on is Sandra Oh's acting in this.
Yeah, there you go. I'll give Owen some acting.
Yeah, Owen does that. Kevin McKidd does a great job too. Obviously, as a scene partner, like yeah. You can't have that incredible emotion without him. And although I don't like his response, it's real and people have experienced that before. And so I just love that Gray's tackled this. I love that Christina, my favorite part of that scene is when she screams, "I am saying no," because she tries to stay super calm through it. She understands this is very difficult for him. And it just, it's like any argument where it just keeps ticking up a level and ticking and ticking. And then the only way for her to get her point across is to scream at him.
Yeah. I don't want to use the word manipulative, but the way that she starts it with like, "Tell him, how much do you love me?"
Yeah.
It's a little manipulative, but because the way he looks at her and says like, "I love you a great deal," is like very honest and real.
Yeah.
And then how quickly he switches mm-hmm. is really interesting. Yeah, I feel like we are seeing her learn from her mistakes with Burke, where she did say yes to things she didn't want to do. I also love her comparison to like, this isn't Thai or pizza.
Oh yeah, like you can't give a little on a baby.
Exactly. So really—
good argument.
I'm going to use that one.
Yeah.
When Jake asks if I want Thai or pizza, yeah. I'll be like, this isn't having a baby. That makes no sense. Okay, next one.
It all becomes too much.
Or who gets hurt?
It was one surgery. Okay? It was one surgery.
It was not one surgery. Do you hear me? This was every choice we made in the last... It was a life that I envisioned for myself, okay? This is not one surgery.
When we get too tired to fight anymore, so we give up.
It all comes back to this?
Yeah. Crazy, right? That I would ever bring it up again.
Okay. Yes, okay? Yes. Yes! Okay, it was a horrible situation, but it's over. Is it too much to ask that we just try and forget it?
You killed our baby! You don't ever forget that!
This one is season 8, episode 12. And it starts as a birthday party, baby shower?
It's for Richard's like whatever surgery, number surgery.
Oh, yeah, that's right. At Meredith's house.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Zola's birthday party.
Right. And they're fighting and the scene goes in and out. This is like maybe the fourth clip of the fight. So this is the very end of it. And it builds and builds and it starts out as something about surgery and ends up as this. And I think more than anything, well, first of all, it is such a deep cut, what Owen says. But what I enjoy about the scene is I feel like it is like their relationship and in one argument, like
yeah.
that everything comes back to that for Owen, which is why they're never going to be able to move on. And also they, again, like such good scene partners in fighting, that feels like the realest fight.
Oh, it's so raw. And like, you can imagine being in it and totally two individuals missing each other.
Yep. Yep. The way Owen, like he kind of, when she's like, "Oh, it comes back to this." And he kind of like smiles and like, it's always coming back to this.
Like, no shit.
Yeah. And of course.
He has his whiskey and his scotch in his hand. And yep. You could tell he's a little bubbly.
He has very light red hair in the scene. If anyone knows what I compared to early Owen. And I think too, also it's like everyone pauses and hears him yell that, which is just a lot, but I don't know. It's just, if you like turmoil.
Yeah.
You like watching the hard parts of their relationship.
This
is a really good one for that. Okay. We're getting down there.
Yeah.
You spoke to Meredith?
No. And no, I can't take the job. Thank you for the offer, but no.
Meredith carries a
grudge?
This has nothing to do with Meredith or a grudge. It's far from that simple.
Really?
Please don't. You got me here. We had our fun. Take no for an answer.
Why?
Why?
Honestly? Doesn't make any sense.
You think I want to work for you again? I never wanted to work for you. I wanted to be you. The best thing that ever happened to me was you walking away from our wedding. It made me stand on my own two feet. I am better for it. You are better for it. So why bring me here? Why offer me a job you know I can't resist? You're going to dangle a carrot and I'm supposed to chase at it until you snatch it away? I don't want the job.
Are you done?
No.
Season 10, episode 22, where she confronts Burke and she tells him no. And
no. It is
the longest pause in television.
Yeah, watching that again and recording it felt like...
It's like I said when we talked about this in the actual episode, it's almost too long.
Yeah.
It's so uncomfortable. And that's why I think it works so well. Because you're like, she just holding that space and that stare and... It's everything that I think as the viewers, we have wanted her to say to Burke.
Yes.
Like, I think she never got to have her peace with Burke. But earlier in the clips, we heard her talking about Burke to Richard and Adele. And this is the moment that she finally gets to tell him, fuck you.
It's so good.
On her own terms.
It's so good. And I am thankful that he does not interrupt.
Yeah.
That like final second too. Because he knows that he's like, no, I'm trying to offer you the whole place. I'm leaving. But like, he lets her have that moment too. And also, I think he's scared of her, which I love.
Yeah, I think so too.
She's such a different person than if you think about her crying in the wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just such a different person.
Standing on her own two feet.
I will never be more thankful that Shonda Rhimes got him to come back. Or let him come back, I should say, because I don't know if they were on the best terms to make this scene happen. Because
yes.
It wouldn't have been the same if it had been like an email
yes.
or anything like that. So love it, love it, love it.
I gotta go. You stay here, okay? Okay. Are a gifted surgeon with an extraordinary mind. Don't let what he wants eclipse what you need. He's very dreamy, but he is not the sun. You are.
I believe that this scene and like the way that this like, I really feel like this propelled the show into what now is like its second half of it being a show. Like this statement that she makes to Meredith is what sets the tone for the rest of the show. Like Meredith being without Derek and like being the head of the show and everything. And I just feel like it was such great and hard advice to give to a friend. When we talked about last week in the episode, like earlier, she basically told Meredith like, no, this is what friends do. You will be good. You will be happy in DC. And then she says what she really means.
And doing the, yeah. But I think she knows that Meredith is strong enough to hear her.
Oh yeah.
And I think it's a beautiful line to send their friendship off. And we considered getting that tattooed on our body, but we didn't know how to make that work.
Because it would sound like, like I am the sun.
Yeah.
Like, or it's just, yeah, there was no way to get that tattooed.
Yeah. But it is, I think, a beautiful way for Christina to let Meredith know how much she cares about her
mm-hmm.
and what she thinks of her.
It's the best. I love it so much.
As they dance it out.
And that song is just so good. So those are our top clips.
Yes.
We're going to segue into into some quick rapid fire ones without audio clips that we just really liked. So why don't we alternate? You want to do this first one?
Yeah. So in season 2, episode 4, there's a huge rabbit on my deck.
Wait, I want to see it. Keep talking about it.
There is the episode called Deny, Deny, Deny. And this is after Christina had...
It's a huge rabbit.
Yeah. after we have a lot of animals living under our deck. I think it's the whatever Mr. Fox under there.
Fantastic.
Yeah. There's possums, there's rabbits, there's all things. Anyways, deny. This is when Christina has an atopic pregnancy.
Yeah.
She collapses, she has surgery, and she won't like grieve it or anything. And then she ends up being right about something Izzy tells her, and then she starts crying, can't stop crying. And then she keeps saying, I'm right. And then they have to bring Meredith in because she can't stop crying. And Meredith tries to hug her. They don't want her. She doesn't want to be touched. And then the classic line of somebody sedate me, which I have felt so many times. And also I think all of us are feeling in 2020.
Yes.
Somebody please sedate me.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to be in this moment.
I don't
want to
be in this emotion anymore.
I don't
want to
be gone. I just, no. I need to sleep.
Knock me the fuck out, please. Yeah. Thank you.
That's what I'm going to feel on election night.
Yeah. Somebody sedate me.
Yeah. So Bree, just in full transparency, can you do the last one? Because I don't know the context of what that happened. Okay, so the next one is season 7, episode 9, Slow Night, Slow Long. And it is when Christina, it's after the shooting, and she has quit at the hospital, and she decides she's going to bartend at Joe's. Is this when Joe is still in the show, I believe? Yeah. Oh, I miss him.
I do too.
It is just great for many reasons. One is that she
is wearing a denim vest.
Yes. Yes, that's reason number one. She also, I feel like, it's weird because I think she's like a little bit like not actually happy, but she appears to be enjoying the shit out of herself. She's like flirting with this, like, it's not a frat party. It's a bachelor party. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's slinging drinks. She's giving them away for free.
She doesn't know how to make anything.
She doesn't know how to work the register, which is why she's giving things away for free. Mm-hmm. And she's drinking at the same pace that her, like,
patrons are.
I was going to say clients.
That too.
This is when Owen and her are like early-ish. Not early-ish dating, but he comes in, and my favorite moment.
They're married by now.
Okay, they're married. Is that he doesn't, I guess she's in such a fragile state, he's not about to be mean to her. But I love that he just picks her up, puts her over his shoulder, and walks.
It carries her home.
Yep. And
I also love that Derek stays all night and watches her.
Oh, yeah.
Just at the bar and make sure she's okay. And then, like, I think he, like, confronts Joe or something, and Joe's like, I fired her, like, hours ago.
Yeah. There's a great scene, too, which this makes me think of with her and Derek. It happens when it doesn't want to operate again, and everyone keeps trying to help her. And he comes into her and he says the thing like, we would not have chosen each other, but because of Meredith, like, we are family. And so I feel like that's another, like, the way that he, like, watches her here. He's like, I don't actually want to be your friend, but you are family to me. And I must.
Yeah. Also at the end of that scene episode where Owen just takes Christina home and just, like, holds her as she pukes in the toilet because she's super drunk. And that is a good spouse.
Yes.
When you really get fucking shit-faced and they're like, no shame. It's okay.
It's okay. Yeah, because the worst is when you're drunk, like, well, you did this to yourself. It's like, no shit I did. Like, I need you to tell me that I'm
hold
sorry.
Me.
And feel bad for me.
Yeah.
And then the next one is the next episode, 7 by 10. It's Adrift and at Peace. And it is when, it's funny. So Derek watches her at the bar. Then the next day takes her fishing, and there's the moment when she finally does catch the fish, and they're so excited, and they're about to take the photo at the end, and she's looking at this fish, and she is she just starts crying, and like, it's an amazing cry, especially if you watch that season 10 bonus thing. She talks about how cold and miserable filming that was, and that she did not understand why the fishing would make Christina cry. It took her. She like, Shonda was like, I really pushed for this. I wanted this to be the case. And Sandra O was like, I don't understand why. And then it just kind of like clicked at that right moment. And Derek is looking at her and is just like, take the photo. We'll want to remember this someday. And then she comes back after that.
Oh, so good.
I know. The way he looks at her is deep respect also.
Yeah. And then finally, 8 by 18, end of night. This is when Christina, finds out that Owen had cheated on her and they talk about it and they're trying to figure it out. Or this actually might be right before, but anyway, they're sitting across the table from each other and you think that maybe they're going to get somewhere, and she just takes her bowl of cereal and she throws it in his fucking face. And then it's like that moment of like, I feel a little better, but still not that great.
You also, know? He doesn't, you think he might snap back, but he doesn't.
Because he deserves it. Yeah. So that's a great moment. I think that would be very fun to film.
Oh yeah. I bet they also only had one chance. Well, not, I mean, they could do it over again, but like, yeah. It had to be a good throw.
Yeah. I've never done something like that before.
I've always wanted to.
Same. Oh, maybe one time we can just do it for healthy.
Well, no, we should go. There's that place where you can pay to smash things.
Okay, but I want to like throw food at someone.
Okay, I don't want you to throw food at me.
But though. We can just do it in a fun way.
I would cry. I'm too sensitive.
I'll get John
the
to do
it. The smashing place sounds fun though, because you can just be pissed about something and like you pay for the amount of time you're in there and you were given like sledgehammers and glass and...
I feel like I'd end up hurting myself somehow. I'd like slip and hit a sledgehammer on my toe and be like a Looney Tunes. Like,
oh, I get that. We are going to end this episode with a monologue from our favorite Dr. Thomas. This is season 9, episode 5. It is actually the moment and the episode when he dies and she's walking out of the operating room and she... like that surgeon she was sleeping with, like tries to like console her and she just walks past. And I feel like this was a big turning point for her. And I feel like she took all of the advice that he gives her in this. And like, that's how she exited this show. And I just think he was the best.
He was the best. And this pushes her to move home. And I think also she was annoyed by him. She thought he was slow. She thought he was a dinosaur. And then she opened up her mind and her heart to the things he had to say. And she actually ended up learning a lot from him. And what better way than to say goodbye to Christina, Dr. Thomas.
I know. And don't forget, next week there is the bonus episode, which will be out for all. That is going to be your thoughts on Christina as we close this chapter with her. So thank you for listening and enjoy the words of Dr. Thomas.
Breathe, Dr. Yang. Don't be crass. You're skulking.
All these questions here left unanswered.
Women of your generation are graceless. It's an affront to nature. Mediocre surgeons will see you and feel themselves wilting in your shadow. Do not shrink to console them. Do not look for friends here. You won't find them. None of these people have the capacity to understand you. They never will. If you're lucky, one day, when you're old and shriveled like me, you'll find a young doctor with little regard for anything but their craft. And you'll train them like I trained you. Until then, read a good book. You have greatness in you, Yang. Don't disappoint.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at riterug.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.